Coal miners across the Ohio Valley are struggling with a resurgence of black lung disease. It's just one of the many costs of coal mining that the Ohio Valley Resource documents in its new book, Appalachian Fall. Jeff Young has this update on one of the miners profiled in the book, a man who spoke up for his fellow miners and what they contributed to the nation.
Charles Wayne Stanley was 53 when the Ohio Valley Resource and NPR first interviewed him in 2016. He spoke about his long career in coal and his pride in being a miner.
It was coal miners that put this nation on the map.
That notion that the country needed to acknowledge what coal miners have contributed became a central theme in our book, Appalachian Fall. And from our years of collected interviews, it was Stanley who best gave voice to that idea. So in Chapter 1, we put his voice first.
Without coal, there would have been no Industrial Revolution. There would be no New York City. There would be no L.A. There would be nothing if it hadn't come from the backs of a coal miner.
Stanley ran underground mining machines for some 20 years, cutting coal from under the hills where Virginia meets Kentucky along the Cumberland Ridge. He spent another decade as a roof bolter. That kind of work helped keep the rock above from falling in on his fellow miners. It was risky, but it was the only work around that paid enough to raise a family.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you raised a family? You'll do what you have to do to make a living for your family. And that's exactly what we done.
And it wasn't just the risk of a roof fall or an explosion. That daily risk from breathing dust is what took a toll. In more recent years, that dust became even more hazardous as coal seams grew thinner and miners cut through more rock. And as for the company safety measures, well,
it's a joke. They'll holler safety, 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 safety on the outside. It's underground. It's production, production, production. That's the way it is.
By the time of this interview, Stanley was disabled and no longer mining. He spoke from a black lung clinic not far from his home in Virginia. Stanley was among the thousands of miners sickened in an epidemic resurgence of a disease that health experts say should have been eliminated long ago. He was diagnosed with progressive massive fibrosis, the worst form of black lung.
Because I've seen it too many times, coal miners. My wife's grandpa, watched him die, watched him take his last breath, eat up with black lung. I watched my uncle die with black lung. You literally suffocate because you can't get enough air.
In addition to his black lung, Stanley was also being treated for cancer. And on August 16th, Stanley died. He was 57 years old. His wife, Serena, asked his former workmates to show up in their stripes and work boots to carry his casket. And even with the risk of coronavirus, they did. Stanley's story raises some hard questions. What sort of future will his family and his town have? What costs will mining families have to bear? And will the country that these miners helped to build now help to rebuild coal country?
We're not just dumb old coal miners. We're not. We might not have the education, but we're not dumb. It's time that we be recognized for what we have contributed.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.